You are listening to the very best of community radio, presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Chapter 10, verses 1 through 9 and verse 13, and I thought that since on next Sunday, Dr. Wood will be speaking, and I really won't have an opportunity to speak to our women. I said, I'm going to take time today, amen, to let y'all hear from Papa, to let you hear from Pastor, amen. I want to talk to the women of our church. 1 Kings chapter 10, verses 1 through 9 and verse 13. There you will find these words. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel and his cupbearers and his ascent by which he went up. Tell your neighbor, Solomon had it going on. Amen. And his ascent by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in mine own land of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceeded the fame which I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel. Because the Lord loved Israel forever, therefore he made thee king to do judgment and justice. And verse 13. And King Solomon gave unto the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, beside that which Solomon gave her of his royal bounty. So she turned and went to her own country, she and her servants. And I would that you would think with me this morning in terms of a subject, Godly women. I thought about entitling this God's Queens. How many of you ladies out there believe that you're one of God's queens? Amen. Amen. Thank you, ushers. I want to talk about women who know who they are because of what God has placed in them. The kind of women who are not afraid to walk in all of their gifts. I'm talking about the kind of women like many of the women in our history who would have to use the back door and clean floors for people all week long. But they would show up in their one dress and one pair of good shoes on Sunday morning. They would walk into the house of God with dignity and grace. That's who I want to talk about today. Godly women. Amen. God's queens. I want to do what theologians call reading against the text. See, I know that this story is included in the book of Kings to show the wisdom of King Solomon. But I want to argue this morning that this text can also speak to us about the Queen of Sheba and the kind of women, ladies, God wants you to be. The Queen of Sheba, she stands out in biblical history. Amen. She stands out among biblical women. The Bible narrator does not tell her story the way other women of the Bible are portrayed. She's not the mother of, she's not the daughter of, she's not the wife of, or the niece of. She's not, amen, she's not barren, she's not broken, she's not bent over, she's not bleeding, she doesn't even have to be loosed. She is not competing like Hagar or Sarah to be the mother to the heir of the promise. She's not competing like Leah and Rachel for the attention of a man. She's not begging God for children like Sarah, Hannah, and Rachel. She's even a different kind of queen, because she doesn't rise to power because of her beauty. She doesn't receive her promotion at the demotion of some other sister. Y'all ought to help me today. She doesn't have to deny who she is. She doesn't have to deny her ethnicity in order to gain power. I'm telling you that Queen Sheba is a different kind of sister. She doesn't have to petition a king. She doesn't have to have Mordecai show up and remind her that she was chosen for such a time as this. Tell your neighbor, she's a unique woman. Amen. Amen. She's the kind of woman who knows that she came to the planet with a purpose. And I wonder this morning if I'm talking to any women like that who realize, amen, that you don't have to be subservient to anybody else, but God sent you to planet Earth with a purpose. Are there any, amen, destiny-driven women in the house who believe that God handpicked you for a purpose? Come on, where are the ladies at who understand that you're here not by coincidence? It's not an accident, but you are here with purpose. And so I want to live from the pages of antiquity, this sister, the Queen of Sheba, because she stands out. Ladies, I believe that she can teach you something about being a woman of God. The Bible says the Queen of Sheba came to test King Solomon with hard questions. The first thing that we can deduce about this woman is that she is a wise woman. Why do you say that, Pastor? I say it because, amen, you can only test somebody if you have the answer. Do I have a witness today? So we know that she's a wise woman, and at least as wise as Solomon. I believe that this text is tailored to teach us that great women of God are the subject of their own story. How many of you have your own story? Amen. And I tell couples in premarital counseling, you know, a lot of them come in talking about, I ask them, you know, what is the percentage that you're going to offer to this relationship? And 9 times out of 10, they say 50-50. And I say, well, if you only bring in 50 and he only bring in 50, y'all starting out bad, because that means he's 50% deficient and you're 50% deficient. And so you're going to have some problems. But rather than coming into a marriage relationship 50-50, you ought to come in 100-100. Because you come in, amen, with the experience of everything you've done, everything you've lived through, everything you've learned, every experience that you have. And I like to tell premarital couples this, that an egg, an omelet, is only as good as the eggs used to make it. So you can take a good egg, stir it up with a bad egg, and guess what kind of omelet you're going to have? You're going to have a bad omelet. Amen. And so Queen Sheba was willing to chart her own course. Look at this. She heard about his fame. Now, I need you to understand, amen, I want you to pay careful attention to what piqued her interest in King Solomon. It was not just because he was an athlete or a movie star. Right there, amen. It wasn't just because she heard how much money brother had. Because when you read the text, you find out she had some money of her own. She came bearing some gifts. She came with her own. See, y'all don't want, I'm trying to help you, sisters, but you're not saying anything. She was not caught up in the brother for any of those reasons. The Bible says she came to test Solomon with hard questions because she heard of his fame in relationship to the Lord. Do I have any witnesses here today? Pleasant Hill women, God wants you to be the type of women who raise hard questions. God wants you to be wise women, not silly women. And don't act like you don't know, amen, that there are some silly women out there. God wants you to be the kind of women who are looking for priestly kings, not just somebody to pay your light bill. Y'all ain't got to say nothing. God wants you to be the kind of women who, because you realize your value, you don't just lay around with anybody. It's going to get quieter and quieter, but I'm going to keep on talking. I've said it before that women of God ought to have a higher standard. Please understand that we as men, even though we may not say it or show it, we really have very little respect, if any, for a woman who loans her body out to every man that passes by. Because we want to feel special. Oh, y'all don't want to say nothing today. Godly women, tell your neighbor, godly women ask hard questions. You ought not be thrown into fascination and infatuation with a man just because of what kind of car he drives. Because, y'all, the bank will always give a brother a loan for a car, but won't give him a loan to start a business. Don't get caught up in the car he drives. You got to ask some hard questions. You can't even get impressed with a brother because he wears what looks like an expensive suit. I went through that phase of paying $1,200 and $1,300 for tailor-made suits. Until I discovered that you can go into the stores now and find suits that look as good as the tailor-made suits for a whole lot less. Do I have any witnesses here? So you can't even look at a suit now and tell, amen, what a brother's bank account looks like. Some of y'all been watching the haves and have-nots. Candy will sum you up. Ain't that her name, Candy? Yeah. Candy, brother, the man was sitting at the bar, and Candy was sitting way across the room. She knew how much his shoes cost, how much the suit cost. She said it's made out of Italian fabric. Amen. But don't get caught up in how it looks. Oh, I know I got some witnesses in here that have been duped and deceived into thinking that just because it looked good, you found out it wasn't all that. Do I have a witness? Godly women are the kind of women who raise hard questions. You ought to want to know if that brother will be the one at the altar praying for your family. You ought to want to know, amen, that if he's going to get to the altar first, if he's going to lead the family in worship of God, you ought to want to know if he knows God and in the power of his might. You ought to want to know, amen, what his bank account with heaven looks like. The Queen of Sheba was moved by Solomon's relationship to the Lord. And then the text says that she told him all that was on her mind. Tap your neighbor and say, now we know she was a sister. Because we know a sister has no problem telling you what's on her mind. Come on, Sister Bill, say amen. As a matter of fact, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Stop talking about you're going to give someone a piece of your mind. Some of you have given so many pieces of your mind that you don't have any mind left. Ladies, stop allowing your anger to cause you to act like anything but a queen. I said it this morning in Sunday school, and it's disturbing, and I know that I ought not be the only one who is disturbed by the way we're seeing young women acting on Facebook and on the internet. Amen. Don't think you're going to get respect, amen, when you're acting in that kind of way. Fighting and cussing and just living any kind of way. It's bad for the brothers too, but it's especially distasteful when you see women and women of God who act like anything but a queen. Where are my queens in the house? Come on, come on, come on. Let somebody know I'm a queen. I don't act like that. Now the rest of you say, I'm a queen. I don't act like that all the time. But I need you to understand that really that's not what the text is talking about when it says that she gives him all that was on her mind. It's not talking about her giving him a piece of her mind. It's simply letting us know that she had great knowledge. Young ladies, you can be doctors. You can be lawyers. You can be president. You can do whatever it is God puts in your spirit and tells you you are to do. But you got to prepare yourselves. Do I have a witness today? Now, see, this is the kind of stuff we tell the young boys at our boys' outreach, but I wasn't at the girls' outreach, but I want to let our young ladies know that you can be whatever you want to be, but you've got to prepare yourselves. And young ladies, don't let friends trip you up and have you acting crazy, because they will be the same ones laughing at you when you get in trouble. They'll be the same ones talking about you on Facebook, text message. Amen, about how she messed up. So you've got to have a mind of your own, and you've got to have something on your mind. She had something on her mind to talk about other than, here we go again, the haves and have-nots, empire and scandal, the days of our lives, another world. Is that still on, another world? Amen. This text says something about great women. But y'all, it also says something about great men. Brothers, can I tell you what it says about us? Amen. It says that great men don't have a problem with great women. Yeah, that's what it says. It implies that great men are not intimidated by great women. Amen. I know some brothers don't want the wife to make more money than him and don't want, amen, her to have, amen, more education than him. Amen. But it's 2015 and some things have got to change. Shouldn't matter who's buttering the bread as long as it's buttered. And I like mine buttered on both sides. So celebrate your wife. Amen. She making more money than you, amen, amen. Throw a party and say, we're going to party because you make more money than me. Great men don't have a problem with great women. Now, I don't know a man who doesn't like having a beautiful woman on his arm. It's something about it. I never will forget the first time I brought Vicky Winans here. And y'all know I love me some Vicky Winans. And one of the things I was most excited about was that I was going to have an opportunity to walk out those doors over there with Vicky Winans on my arm. Y'all don't know how proud I was. Y'all just don't know. Amen. That was a high moment in my life. And so no brother, amen, minds having a beautiful woman on his arm. It's nice to have Barbie. I'm sorry, Shaniqua. But great men have a problem when you take Shaniqua Barbie home and she can't talk about the mortgage. We want a sister who can show up and be beautiful, but she has something on her mind. Do I have any witnesses today? She told Solomon everything that was on her mind. Solomon was able to answer all of her questions. He treated her as an equal. But then the next thing she said, I had to come and see with my own eyes. Great women of God want to see it with their own eyes. See, if you're willing to believe what the media tells you about us great men, you'll miss it. Because we're not all on cops. We're not all in jail. God still has some priestly kings who appreciate a woman of virtue and excellence. W-O-V-E, amen. Women of virtue, y'all missed it. If you're gonna be a great woman of God, one of his queens, you have to see with your own eyes. Stop entertaining so much gossip. Stop savoring rumors and speculations on everything. Some things you need to find out for yourself, and some things you need to leave alone because it ain't none of your business. I've been following the news feeds on Creflo Dollar asking his followers for $65 million so that he can buy a new private plane. And folk are all over the internet complaining, amen, about Creflo Dollar asking for $65 million so he can get a new plane. Folk who don't go to nobody's church are complaining. Amen. Because Creflo Dollar asked for $65 million. Now, you know, I scratched my head about it at first, but then I had to read the rest of the report. He's got 30,000 members. He's got a television audience of millions. And he asked all of his followers, his members, and those who watch him by television to give $300 each. Amen. Some of you still ain't gonna like it, but guess what? You weren't gonna give anyway. So leave it alone. Wish you had $300. One brother wrote on there, amen, you're 65 million. Amen. Could I just get 1 million of that? My Lord. If it ain't your business, leave it alone. Can I remind y'all of what the Williams brothers said? Sweep around your own front door before you sweep or try to sweep around mine. I think I heard Sister Moore say you ought to spend 6 months minding your own business and 6 months leaving other people's business alone. Y'all getting mighty quiet on me. The Queen of Sheba said I had to come and see with my own eyes. Shame on you. You mad at somebody. You, amen, are angry with somebody and you don't even know them. You going on what somebody told you. You talking down on somebody. You never even met them in your life. And you got your mouth on somebody because your friend don't like them. Y'all know my take on that. I ain't going to hell for nobody else. Amen. Just because you don't like them, that's something you got to deal with. I was trying to get to heaven, and I realized that if I'm going to get to heaven, I've got to love everybody. I've got to have the love of God in my heart for everybody. I thank God, I love folk who don't even like me. Am I by myself in here this morning? You have allowed the Holy Spirit to so permeate your heart that you don't even care if they like you or not. You're going to love them anyway. I wish I had some folk in here who would testify about what God is able to do in your life. Let them talk about you. Let them lie on you. Let them do harm to you. But you wake up in the morning saying, Lord, I love them anyway. She said, I had to come see with my own eyes. The reason you have to go and see with your own eyes, because in the text she says, only the half was told. The folk ain't gonna ever tell the whole story. They only told a half of the story. She said, I had to come see for myself. And when she got there, she said, I realized that you have far exceeded the report I heard in my own country. If you listen only to what people are saying, you will never be able to do a great work for God. This goes for men and women. I promise you, I would never have accomplished many of the things that God has allowed me to accomplish in my life if I had listened to what the folks said. Tell your neighbor, try God for yourself. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures forever. She said, I got to see for myself because I'm discovering that only the half was told. How many of you can say that about your relationship with God? Mama told me that he was a good God. Daddy told me that he would make a way. But I had to see it for myself. And now that I've gotten to know him for myself, I've got to testify that as much as mama and daddy told me about him, amen, it wasn't until I got to know him for myself that I discovered that only the half was told. Folk told me that he would be a friend, but I found out he'll be more than a friend. He'll be a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. Folk told me that he was a way maker, but that's just half the story. Not only will he make a way, but I found out he's able to make a way out of no way. I wish I had some witnesses in this place today. So once again, this text is tailored to teach us that godly women are the kind of women who will chart their own course. They will go and see with their own eyes. They're the kind of women who understand that they have to have something on their minds. Then it says she showed up and saw Solomon's kingdom. And Solomon had it all. He had a great job. He was the king. He had a nice home. He lived in a palace. He had a great reputation. And like me, y'all, he was a good-looking man. How do I know it? I know it because his daddy was David. The Bible says that David was a handsome man. His mama was Bathsheba. David was willing to lose the kingdom to get with Bathsheba. He saw bathing on the rooftop. I see y'all laughing, Deacon. Amen. So that tells me she looked good. Amen. And you think about my mama. She's not here this morning. She's a beautiful woman. I love to hear my mama talk about when she met my daddy. She said she was just, amen, head over heels for Willie Garner. He was such a tall, handsome man. And y'all look at me. Well, I was going to get on something to let y'all see me a little better. Tell your neighbor it's in the DNA. Deoxyribonucleic acid. The text says that when she saw his kingdom and all of his servants, the King James Version says that she was overwhelmed. The literal translation is that there was no more spirit or breath left in her. In other words, when she saw Solomon, he left her breathless. Great men, we have that ability, that power. To leave women breathless. Come on, ladies. I'm going to help you. Go on and breathe in right now. Take a breath. I know it's hard. Amen. She charted her own course. She came to test Solomon with hard questions. She saw his wisdom. But look at how this ends in verse 13. It says, King Solomon gave the Queen of Sheba all she desired and ask for. Y'all see it? King Solomon gave her all that she desired and asked for. One more thing I need to tell you about great women. They don't mind asking for what they need. Amen. See, you've got to have a certain degree of self-confidence to make your request known. A lot of folks scared to ask. That's why they never pray and ask God, amen, for